Welcome to The Buzz, a podcast by Boone Electric Cooperative. The Buzz is a monthly message to our community, celebrating what it means to be a member owner of your local electric cooperative. Boone Electric Cooperative, your co-op, our community.
Hello and welcome back to The Buzz. I'm Zach Smith, Communications Specialist at Boone Electric Cooperative. And today we're joined by Boone Electric's Stephanie Schaffner. Stephanie, welcome.
Hi.
And Laura Baker. Laura, welcome back.
Hello. Thank you.
I feel like we were just doing this, but it's that time of year again where Boone Electric is having its event, Night at the Movies, and we're here to tell everybody about it.
Yes, we're very excited to offer this to our members. It is free to register, free popcorn, free soda. You just need to sign up by April 23rd. The movie night is April 30th, so that's a Thursday night at Lakeside Ashland. And we're going to be showing Zootopia 2.
And we just opened up registration a week ago, as of when people are hearing this, and they're already pouring. Apparently, fourth time around, word has gotten out.
Yes. It's already very popular. So we are limited to 1,000 people attending. So if you want to be sure and come, be sure and sign up early.
Probably the most important question I have about this is, do I need to have seen Zootopia 1 to understand what's going to be happening in Zootopia 2? Is this kind of Godfather scenario? Or
I don't think so. I haven't seen either one, but I have heard that the Zootopia 2 is better than Zootopia 1. So if that's any indication, I don't think there is any connecting information that you'll need to have.
Safe. Good. Yeah, we did something a little bit different this year. We just kind of picked from what was available, what we thought people might want to see, what the members might want to bring their families out for. This time around, we put it up to a vote, right?
We did. We put it out on Facebook and put it up to a vote by emoji on which movie to pick. And so this was the most popular by a landslide. So that's why we were showing Zootopia 2. Very family friendly.
Family friendly. And of course, Stephanie, you have brought your family to movie night. So you can speak a little bit to, out of all the things you could go and do on a Thursday night in spring with your family, why you would spend it at Night at the Movies.
My children love coming to the movie night. So way to get out of the house. They get to run around, movie. Zootopia 2 is a favorite at my house, apparently. I walked in and somebody was watching it from whenever I got home from work the other day. So should be a big hit.
So they've already seen it and they're fine with seeing it again.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's all the review that you need.
And you have kids of all ages, too.
I do. They range, the ones that will be coming will range from 16 down to 9. And they're all excited.
Okay. So they like the movie and they're also the perfect age to compete at that basketball free throw game that Lakeside likes to put out for us.
It's really the popcorn.
The popcorn is what gets my teenagers.
Sure. Well, it probably gets you too, right?
I mean, absolutely.
Everybody's favorite complaint about going to the movies is how much the concessions cost, especially with a family.
Can't be free popcorn.
You can't be free popcorn and free soda.
You can. And speaking of that, there are other concessions too. If you want to have chicken tenders or french fries or an adult beverage, there's also that available by debit or credit card only. They are a cashless facility. So if you do want to purchase some extra things outside of the free popcorn and soda, then you can do that as well.
And as far as the free popcorn and soda goes, we have a token. That's why it's important when you sign up online, booneelectric.coop, to make sure that you, when you include your member number so that we can verify your registration, you make sure you RSVP for the appropriate amount of people so that we have the appropriate amount of free popcorn and soda tokens to give out.
That is correct. We need an accurate number so that we can get the number of tokens to you for that free stuff.
Night at the Movies was something that we started doing a couple of years ago. Where did that idea come from?
You know, we have been having our drive-through annual meeting for 6 years now. We started that with COVID in 2020, and it was very well attended, but we did lose that personal interaction with our members. And so this was a fun way to have an outdoor event that we could talk to members. We have employees there. We have board members there that we can talk to and members can talk to and ask any questions that you may have. It's important for us to be available to our members and talk to them and be out in the public doing other things. And what better way than being an outdoor movie and venue and free popcorn and soda?
people aren't quite as on guard socially, I guess is the right way to put that. If you're there for movies and fun, and it seems like the conversations are a little bit easier to have.
Yes, way more relaxed and just a way to be present for them.
In years past, we've had some folks join us at movie night. I think the first year that we were there, Calibite was expanding their network in that area, and so they came and had an information booth, and we have another guest this year.
Yes, so we have our sewer district is joining us this year because they are transitioning away from Boone Electric, and so they will be there to answer any questions about what this means for you if you are a sewer customer of theirs as well.
So Stephanie's already aware of this. The family's already all ready to go for the gates to open at 5 o'clock on Thursday, April 30th.
Which, by the way, because this is an outdoor venue, we are subject to the whims of Mother Nature, so we have a makeup date in our back pocket in the event of bad weather.
But the show is scheduled to start, the movie is scheduled to start at 6. Right before that, I guess you could say the show is going to start because we always like to do a little program beforehand.
Which will look pretty familiar if you've ever been part of Boone Electric's Night at the Theater in the fall. There's a chance for some members to win some great prizes with some friendly competition involved.
Yes, we do a Kahoot quiz competition. So three of our members can win electric credit prizes as well. And then, yeah, we'll start the movie right after that.
Yes, if you haven't been to Nights at the Theater before, or you haven't come across Kahoot out in the wild beforehand, it's a trivia game you play on your smartphone. It is timed, so you have to be quick on your feet and think fast.
And it's pretty quick and speedy and usually gets quite a few laughs with some of the default names that come up on the screen when people are logging into play.
So if you're a Boone Electric Cooperative member and looking for some fun that the whole family can enjoy, we would love to see you out at Lakeside Ashland for Night at the Movies. You can come talk to the employees, come talk to the directors, try to be the quickest draw at the quiz game, and at the very least, enjoy some free concessions while we watch Zootopia 2.
Registration is open now at booneelectric.coop/member events. You can find that right on our homepage. And registration window closes on Thursday, April 23rd, 1 week beforehand. Once you're registered, of course, if you have any questions or any issues with the process, feel free to call us here at the cooperative, but you should receive your tickets by email the day of the event. And if for some reason you don't worry, we can figure it out. As long as you're registered beforehand, we'll get you in the door.
That's right. If you can't find your ticket, then a good thing to bring is a copy of your bill if you happen to have that, and that can be on your phone or a physical copy, and we can look you up very easily that way to make sure you're registered.
Or if you want to register on your own, you can also find your member number on your bill, I'm told.
Yes, we've gotten several different numbers in that category so far. We've gotten account numbers, meter numbers, phone numbers. So it is for your member number, and we can look you up with any of those items, but it is easiest if you do have your member number.
There's a lot of numbers to keep track of.
Yes, it is.
Well, Laura, Stephanie, thank you both for coming by to talk about Night at the Movies. We certainly appreciate it, and like it is every year, it's going to be a great time.
Thanks, Zach, for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Zach.
And we hope to see many of you there. Thank you for joining us this month on The Buzz. Be sure to come back next month, and until then, we'll see you somewhere down the line.
Thank you for tuning in to The Buzz, a podcast by Boone Electric Cooperative. To subscribe or for more information, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. And of course, you can always visit us 24/7 at booneelectric.coop. Boone Electric Cooperative, your co-op, our community.